I'd call like the chicken house the chicken coop.
That would be the chicken coop instead of a little box.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Talk about chickens. If you're having a fried chicken, there's usually a piece that little kids like to get and grab a hold of and pull apart, you know?
Wishbone?
Yeah. What's supposed to be the story behind that? What's supposed to happen?
Your wish is supposed to come true if you get the longest thing.
Get the longest thing, okay. Do you have any particular names for the short piece or the long piece?
That's right.
What about, say, the inside parts of a hog that you could eat, but that you might not normally eat, maybe like the heart and lungs,
yes,
stuff like that? Have you ever heard any name that would cover all of that stuff?
My guts.
Could be.
I guess so.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word haslet or harslet, anything like that?
No, sir.
Does liver and lights mean anything to you?
Liver and lights?
Liver and lights.
No, sir.
Okay. Some people take the intestines of a hog and clean them out real good and then cook those things and eat them. What would you call that?
Is that chitlins?
Yeah. You ever had any?
No, sir.
More any?
I've heard of some people. I mean, I know some people have had it, so they, it was good.
You ever smelled any when they were cooking?
Is it bad?
It's bad. It's worse than bad. Okay. What about this expression? Say if a farmer hears his cows mooing and his horses carrying on, they're probably getting hungry. He might say, well, I didn't know it was getting so late. It's right on to
feeding time.
All right. You said you spent some time on a farm?
Yes, sir. I mean, there's farms all around.
Yeah. Have you ever heard a farmer where you're from, if his cows were out in the pasture, called those cows to get up and come in from the pasture?
No, sir. I mean, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what he said.
Okay. Is anything like Sioux cow or Sioux cow sound familiar?
No, yes, sir.
Maybe something like that?
Sioux cow.
What about, would it make any difference if you was calling a calf? Would you say the same thing or something?
I don't know.
I don't know about that. Okay. What about if, well, you had any idea if a man was plowing with his mule or horse, is something that he'd say to him to get him to turn left or right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, have you ever heard of G and haul? G meaning turn right, haul meaning left? What about if a man's got some horses out in the pasture, something he might say to them, or how would he get them to come in from the pasture if he's got horses?
Ha! You say that?
You got to come to
him? I guess so.
Okay. What about if you were riding a horse, what would you say to him to get him started?
Say, get him up.
Okay. Well, say if he was already in motion and you wanted to get him to go faster, what would you do with that?
I'd slap him on the rear end and kick him with my feet. Say, ha!
Okay. All right, what would you say to him to stop?
I'd say, whoa!
All right. Talking about feeding pigs, have you ever heard anybody, Zinger, on a farm, if you wanted to get his pigs to come to him, if he was going to feed them, what might he say to him?
Sorry.
All right. You ever heard him say anything to get him to take off, get away from him?
Well, of course.
All right. What about chickens? Say anything to chickens before you get them to come to you to feed them? Or maybe while you were feeding the chickens?
Chick.